With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core, your daily dose of strength, resilience, and balance. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let's be real, life can feel like a whirlwind sometimes, right? Between juggling deadlines, relationships, and that ever-growing to-do list, it's easy to get swept up in the chaos. But what if I told you there's a superpower within reach that can help you navigate it all with grace and clarity? That superpower is mindfulness. No, I'm not talking about spending hours meditating on a mountaintop, though that sounds pretty cool. Mindfulness is simply about bringing your full attention to the present moment without judgment. It's about noticing your thoughts, feelings, and sensations as they arise, without getting carried away by them. Think of it like hitting the pause button on life's fast-forward mode, a chance to breathe, observe, and truly be present. Now, I know what you're thinking. Mindfulness sounds great, but how do I actually do it? It's simpler than you think. And trust me, even a few minutes of dedicated mindfulness can make a world of difference. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First up, practice mindful breathing. Ever notice how your breath automatically regulates itself? Well, by consciously focusing on your inhales and exhales, you can calm your nervous system and bring a sense of peace. Find a comfortable position, close your eyes if you like, and simply observe the natural rhythm of your breath. Feel the air entering your nostrils, filling your lungs, and then gently releasing. No need to change anything, just be present with each breath. Next, engage your senses. This is about truly experiencing the world around you. Take a moment to notice the colors, textures, sounds, and even smells in your environment. The warmth of the sun on your skin, the aroma of freshly brewed coffee, or the gentle rustle of leaves. These everyday sensations can be incredibly grounding. Listen actively. When someone is talking to you, really listen. Put away distractions, make eye contact, and focus on understanding their message. Active listening not only strengthens relationships but also reduces stress and fosters deeper connections. Think about it. How many times have we missed the point because our minds were elsewhere? Now, let's talk about mindful movement. This doesn't have to be an intense workout. It could be a simple walk in nature, doing some gentle stretches, or even just shaking out your limbs after a long day at your desk. The key is to pay attention to the sensations in your body, the feeling of your feet connecting with the ground, the stretch in your muscles, and the rhythm of your movement. Finally, cultivate self-compassion. We're all human, and we make mistakes. Instead of beating ourselves up over them, practice kindness and understanding towards yourself. Treat yourself with the same care and compassion you would offer a dear friend. Remember, learning to be mindful is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate small victories, and keep practicing. Okay, let's get real for a second. Ever have those days where you feel like you're running on autopilot? You're going through the motions, checking things off your list, but you're not truly present in any of it. You might even catch yourself thinking, "Wait, what just happened?" That's when mindfulness becomes your secret weapon. Imagine you're getting ready for work and those dreaded morning traffic jams hit. Instead of letting stress take over, try this: focus on your breath, notice the sights and sounds around you, maybe a bird singing or the smell of fresh coffee from someone's car. You might even use it as an opportunity to practice gratitude. Appreciate that you have a job to go to, a warm car, and the ability to move freely. See? Mindfulness can even help you turn those frustrating moments into something more positive. Mindfulness isn't just about finding inner peace. It's about showing up fully in every aspect of your life. It's about experiencing joy with greater intensity, navigating challenges with resilience, and building deeper connections with the people around you. So, my friends, remember, take those mindful moments throughout your day. Breathe deeply, engage your senses, listen actively, move intentionally, and treat yourself with kindness. You got this. Remember to share this episode with a friend who could use a little mindfulness boost, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media using hashtag BuildYourStoicCore. Until tomorrow, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.